had it. I don't need the bandage on. I just need it on to keep it from getting dirty, and I'm not playing golf anymore.
It's about to get dirty.
What does that even mean?
Nobody knows what's provocative.
Nobody knows. Welcome back to another episode of Well-Rounded Joes. I am your host, Kevin. With us, as always, to my left, as always, because he never sits anywhere else, is the coach.
It's just habit.
You guys always sit in the same order.
Well, I purposely sat here because I was like, Kevin's going to sit. He's going to sit there. So I was like, this is my spot.
This is your spot. With us also is the Wizard.
Afternoon.
And we have a special guest today. We have, I don't know, what's actually your title here, Casey? What is it? What is your title at the?
I am the jack of all trades, definitely master of none at Millsite Golf Course.
And this is why he's on the podcast, Well-Rounded Joes. Master of none.
Master of none. I like it.
That's, I think, the top point on all of our applications is master of none. We're not good at anything in particular, but we sure do have a good time as we go through this. So.
That's great. You'd fit in just perfect down here. Do you guys want a job?
That's too long of a commute for me, unfortunately.
That's true.
I just got a raise yesterday, so I think I'm not pretty much set. There's nothing better than getting a phone call, like 3 o'clock. Clock from your boss. He's like, hey, we're going to give you a raise. Oh, all right. That's random. I wasn't expecting it.
So happy Friday the 13th.
No, I'm not taking a raise.
Yeah. Friday the 13th, I got a really good phone call. It was really nice.
Kevin's new favorite day.
Friday the 13th is a win. Moving over to you, Devin, what news do we got? And I know what news you should tell because it's...
Is that news that you want to go with?
You have to.
I have currently have 7 stitches in my... In my left hand. Is that the news you want me to tell?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, that's not the one. The other one.
The other one?
Yeah, the story where you stood in the airport line for hours.
Oh, God.
No, we took an hour and a half to get to the airport. That's my airport story this time. Last week, my dog and my parents' dog decided to fight over some toys and not the sharpest tool in the shed. I went and grabbed my parents' dog around the neck as my dog went for my parents' dog. At the neck, and I ended up slicing my knuckle open.
Was it Shasta?
What he forgets to tell you is that the dog had a knife. It's not like it bit him. It just had a knife.
Yeah,
he
shanked me.
I'm gonna give Devin a little shred of hope here.
Okay, I'm listening. What do you got for it?
He grabbed the right dog, though. I'd much rather get bit by Doug than Rufus. That's all I'm going to say.
Why?
Have you seen Rufus?
No, because I hate dogs.
Oh. he's their biggest husky.
Oh, is yeah.
He's a beast. I would much rather grab freaking Doug than Rufus.
You mean grab Rufus than Doug?
Yeah, that way. Okay. Yeah, I had to think about it. I'd much rather do that.
One of my coworkers, he told me how to break up a dog fight. You need two people, and you just grab the hind legs and tear them apart.
I told you, you just throw boiling water on them.
That's
all they do in Argentina. They just throw boiling water on them. It ends every fight. Everything's done at that point.
Yeah.
But you got to wait for the water to boil, which...
Yeah, there you go.
So,
hold on.
That's what I was wanting. Just you guys go at it for a little while, and then once we get it figured out, we'll throw some water on you.
Five to 7 minutes, guys.
That's not just for dogs. That's for all fights.
Depends on how...
Hey, knock it off. All right, I'm going to boil the water.
I swear, I will go boil the water.
If you guys haven't figured out your issues yet, it's coming.
Convection oven, you might have like 2 minutes to wait. Everybody else is waiting 7.
How long do you have to wait for that microwave? Just individual cups each time.
So yeah, I was at Disneyland with a bandage wrapped around my hand the whole time. The first couple days it swelled up like a balloon. The last couple days it did all right. So
how was your golf game today with the bandaged hand?
I tried starting hole one with 2 hands and then I switched to 1 hand real quick. And then the last hole on my hand screwed its last hole, so went 2 hands again.
And was worse.
It was worse, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into one.
We'll get
into the wonders of today's round. And we'll talk Disneyland next week, so we'll get to that. So our listeners will get to hear our funny stories of that one. Ozzy, over to you for news. What do you got for us?
My news is sad.
Oh.
Casey mentioned it when we first walked in. The Braves, unfortunately, don't know how to play baseball. The running joke with Kevin and I is, we're like, hey, Braves are good this year. I was like, yeah, just wait till September. We'll blow it. We made it through September, but now it's like, hey, October came. Wow.
Oh.
Hey.
2 years in a row of disappointing Octobers is what it is.
So, yeah.
You're becoming part of like the Cubs and Dodgers.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah.
The Cubs just never get there, and the Dodgers lose every year. So
We scored a total of 5 runs in 4 games.
Hey, at least you guys won a game.
There's some truth to that.
You can be like Devin. You can be a Mariners fan.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
No hope whatsoever.
I feel like I had other news, but that was just the main one, really.
Taylor Swift movie came out yesterday.
Oh, yay.
Ozzy's a big Taylor Swift fan for it.
Unfortunately, I am.
Hopefully her and Kels are still together when I go back to Kansas City in another month.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll probably try to find her. Yeah.
Nice. Oh. Somehow we hit a button.
I heard someone talking about squirrels. Right?
I can hear someone talking.
Who's talking about squirrels? I thought
there's
Devin had his phone.
On there that's a little weird. All right. I don't know why.
I thought it was my phone, too. I'm like, I don't think I have any.
It was the office space quote. we got some sound effects. If you want to press any buttons, feel free.
Gotcha.
It's just sound effects if you want to. Oh, yeah. See, that button's being stupid.
And the fact that it's just so faintly quiet is so frustrating.
Nobody else can hear it. But we can.
Please, no!
Now they're all going off.
I'm Batman.
We're just going to turn off the sound effects.
No sound effects.
It just keeps going. It just,
yeah.
It's going to end. It's going to kick off again. So, no.
No, but my other news was not the Taylor Swift movie.
Don't worry, guys. We're not done with the episode.
I thought the Taylor Swift movie was going to be like behind the scenes crap.
No, Karen, it's just the concert.
Karen told me that yesterday. I was like, we already went to this.
Yeah, I saw the TikTok and it was literally people just standing in the front of theaters, like just all singing. I'm like, talk about a movie I never want to go to.
I told Karen, what are we doing here? We already saw this in person. Why are we going to go watch it in a movie? Stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, this way I can sit by you.
Horrible.
I was about to ask, even for you, like, where's the closest theater out here? Because we're broadcasting from Millsite Golf Course, which is in Farron, Utah, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, central.
It's definitely middle of nowhere.
There's little towns around, but there's nothing else out here. So, what is the closest movie theater to out here?
We're an hour. We're an hour to Price.
And Price is the closest one.
Price. And we're about sixes to go to Richfield. So it just, you just pick your poison. Whichever one you want.
Which I got
to
ask, is that also the closest
you
Walmart?
Go to? Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. Closest Walmart, it's an hour.
Which is your usual go to?
Well, I have family in Richfield, so I usually. Yeah. Tend to head that way, head south.
I mean, that makes more sense. Moving on to news, Casey, you got any random news for us that you'd like to share with the group?
Just not really. Just Monster Mash today, which we're going to talk about a little bit more, but just regular everyday stuff for us at Millsite.
Regular everyday stuff?
Yep.
A lot more broke. That's news.
Yeah. A lawnmower broke.
Yeah, I think we broke every lawnmower. We're trying to limp into winter right now. I've never been more excited for snow in all my life. It's like, if it snows tomorrow, everybody else is going to hate it in the state of Utah, and I'm going to be excited. I'm going on vacation.
Oh, we were planned during the solar eclipse today. That's news.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what I was going to bring up.
It was
kind of weird. It was kind of an eerie feeling on,
Dude, Kel was tripped out by our freaking shadows.
Yeah, you looked down at your shadow because it's like your shadow gets split, and you're like, I don't understand what's happening.
Why do I have
here.
Two lights?
Yeah. We did learn the important lesson, at least I think we did, which is you look up at the sun with the little shades, and then you accidentally pull it down, not thinking, and you get blinded. Yeah. And you're like, I can't see anything.
Yeah, you do that once, and you learn real quick.
That would be a normal person would learn real quick. Kevin did it every time. Oh, that's cool.
Why does this keep running?
Awesome.
Just so you know, I apologize for littering. I definitely lost my glasses somewhere out on the course.
You're not the only one.
They're on here.
I think I have.
Oh, those glasses.
There you go.
Remember, I blame Devin because Devin took my card at one point, and then I'm like, where'd my glasses go? And he's like,
I
didn't lose them.
They were there.
So I blame Devin.
When I stopped driving.
It's those random squirrels. On the course.
They'll get you.
Yeah.
Squirrels are the rabbits.
They are.
The bunnies.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move on to our main topic for today, which is the Monster Mash. So, Case, I'm going to turn to you. Do you want to explain to our listeners some people know what the Monster Mash is. We talk about some of our golf tournaments on here, but what is the Monster Mash?
So the Monster Mash is essentially me and my little brother, who's a superintendent, just being evil. The course is tough anyway. It's pretty narrow, and we put the pins as hard as we can. Definitely not legal pins as far as PGA goes. I think there was three or four pins that were completely off the green on the fringe, halfway up a slope. So if you did miss the putt, you ended up having another 12-foot putt back up the hill trying to get it to work. We do a double bogey max, which There's a reason for that, because we don't want the Clarks to have to take sevens and eights on par threes, so limit it to five.
On hole 15, is that the one, that par three? That's always the
get to that one. We'll get to that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's. But, yeah, that, essentially that's it. We just it's just one where people call them greenskeeper revenges, because the greenskeepers just had it for the whole season, and they just put the pins where they don't want anybody to make putts, essentially, is what it is.
I will say my favorite part is definitely that you play from the farthest back tees. Here at Millsite, not only are you the farthest back, but you're like just barely off a slope on every single tee.
That's exactly right.
Which I was joking. I was like, this is good. I'm stretching out my calves as I wait for my turn to hit my ball into the rocks.
Yeah, because even on some of them, like your back foot's halfway off the tee box. Yeah. You're like, well, this is going to turn out nice having an uneven swing.
Work really, really well.
Yeah.
I guess also to paint a picture, Fair in Utah is central Utah. Desert. We're in the desert portion of Utah for our listeners. We are.
And Millsite's a fun course. So, I mean, we come here all the time. And this is, what, a 2.5 hour drive roughly for us? And we're here.
That's on a slow day. I'd say 2 hours is probably average.
Today was, the best part is we got up, we're like, hey, we're going to leave at 7 this morning. And I was like, well, there's been all these signs down in Salt Lake that are like eclipse traffic. It's like, we might want to head out like at 6:30 tomorrow, because according to all those signs, there's going to be a lot of traffic. It was one of our smoothest drives we've ever had coming down here. We ran into nothing and just cruised right on down, which was nice, but
Highway 6 can get a little crazy. Just depends on traffic. But like, we were the same way. We thought it was going to be nasty yesterday, and there was nobody on the roads. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Then you go that I-15 corridor and 70 to Richfield. Mm-hmm. It was insane. My wife said that it was door-to-door traffic the whole way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was coming from Nephi, and she's like, I'm not doing this again.
Good old Nephi.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Devin, I want to hear what your – I'm going to start with highlight of the round. We'll go low lights later, because there'll be a lot of those. But what was your highlight of the round, considering you had to play with one hand for the majority of the round, as our handy capable teammate?
I think the highlight is all of my putts from like 20 yards off the green that landed pretty close to the cup. I had like three of them. Unfortunately, it was for our bogey shot, but I still have three of them that ended up pretty close. So
the putting from forever and a day off the green.
Yeah, because normally I but
Ozzie and I couldn't get anywhere close to the green, so we didn't give ourselves a lot of opportunities. It was amazing how many shots were like, well, if we cup it from 100 yards out, we'll get a par.
Another highlight might be the low light.
I knew that was going to happen. I was going to say Devin's highlights are low lights as well.
Definitely a highlight.
Save that for low lights.
You didn't.
It was a highlight for me.
Your highlight, you didn't tear your stitches off.
I did not tear my stitches, because I tried going two hands at the first, but hurt a little bit when I hit the ground a couple times, because I'm good at golf and I don't tear up the ground.
I'm just really excited for the low lights, because I got a great one to tell Casey when we get to that point. Ozzy, what do you got?
I had to think about it. My tee shot on 10 and...
Describe what hole 10 is. Hole 10 is...
Par 3.
No.
10's par 4.
10's the par 4 that you win.
11?
12.
I think 12.
Right? They're 12. T-shot 12.
Ozzy was like 3 feet from winning a trailer.
You hit a hole in one of that one. That's a tough shot.
And guess
now.
What? It's even better. We parred it.
Nailed it. That pin location got us.
That's a win.
So yeah, it was like 12, and then like I think, what's the first one on the front? Is that 5? Across the little creek?
Yes.
Yeah, 5. Mm-hmm. Hit a good one there too. That was about
first
it.
Par 3. Yeah.
Oh, I was in my mind. I was thinking when we had to take our provisional on the par 5. We lost all three of those.
Yeah, that was how the day went.
Take a drop here.
Yeah. So that was about it. Just those two tee shots.
Okay. Casey, what was your highlight, or your team's highlight? What was the big win?
Do you know what? We played pretty good. It's usually my family team, so it's my brother and my dad. They're both pretty solid golfers. And it's just always good to be out and play golf with my dad, honestly. He's getting up in age and doesn't get out and do as much as he used to, so it's nice to have him here playing golf with us. And honestly, I just played mediocre today. I hit some fairways, but my chipping and putting was not good. But
that's good. That's good.
Other than that, it was pretty good. I did hit the flag stick on 5.
Nice. Yeah.
Hit the flag stick on 5, nice. And ended up in the bunker. So it doesn't make a good shot, bad shot. Just Depends on the bounce, I guess.
Wait, I'll tell you a story. This is one that Devin and I had. We were playing good old Mulligans up in Salt Lake, just goofing off, playing their par three course. And we decided to take like 8 shots off the back or off the on the 9th hole or whatever. And so we're just hitting them, hitting them, hitting them. And we're like, all right, this is the last one. So he hits his and he just whacks the post. And I hit mine. I'm like, dang it. We get up there. I'm like right next to the hole. He's nowhere close to the hole. It ricocheted so hard off that flag. It was gone.
Yeah, the flag stick, I've had some balls that have hit it on the fly or hit it on a one bounce, and they just get so much spin off of them, and they end up spinning off the green. And then I've bladed a chip and watched it roll up there and roll in the hole, and it had no chance of going in. It shouldn't have been in. Sutton's better swing with the one that hit the flag stick, and it just ended up gone. It happens. I'd like to say I have quite a few hole in ones, and most of them are just miss hits. And I haven't even watched most of them. I hit it, and I'm like, gosh dang it, bounces and rolls up on the green.
That's Casey's the reason I don't have any hole in ones.
Yeah, he's taking the average.
The average is ruined for me.
Yeah. Thanks, Casey. Yeah, that's how Ozzy's was too. We were playing. He's like, oh, I chunked that one.
Which course? Which course? Was
Mountain
that?
Dale. Mountain Dale. 3 on Lakeside.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hits it, blades it. Ah.
No, I felt like he chunked it.
I felt like that was terrible.
Yeah, I had a guy over at Price. He wasn't even supposed to. He broke his back, and he was in like a turtle shell. Wasn't even supposed to be golfing, so I can't even say his name. He gets up on hole 17. It's just a long par 5 or par 3, and he hits it and starts walking. I mean, just a straight worm burner. It maybe got 5 feet off the ground. And he walks, and I'm just watching it, and I'm like, that's going to be pretty good. This could be pretty. It went in the hole, and he called me a liar the whole way up there until he pulled his ball out of the hole. You know, he's supposed to be golfing. He couldn't even tell the pro shop because they couldn't put his name on the plaque. They couldn't do anything. He's supposed to be golfing right now, and he hits a hole in one.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's like my little brother's hole in one that we're like, we couldn't see the hole.
Yeah.
So it went up, and we're like, huh, that looks like we're it like,
yeah,
good.
It's going to be pretty good.
We get up there, we're like, where's your ball? Oh, it's in the hole.
That's a good spot for it. Yeah, that's a good spot for it.
The pin was right behind a hill, so we couldn't see it from the tee box. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I will continue to never get a hole-in-one. You have to be somewhat talented to get to that point. As far as my highlight is, Casey, you don't know this. These guys know this. This year I chose to retire from golf, so I've only played in the tournaments here this year. I've played, one other time this year, and that's it. So,
I love the support. I love it.
So it's like, I always will come play in a tournament because for me it's a social event. So I'm pretty bad at golf, which is, you know, you can tell from our scores because we don't have Devin here to carry us. And Ozzy had a rough day. But I had amazing iron shots all day.
All day.
Yeah. And I was like, this is not how this is supposed to work. But I have no routine. I just step up, hit the ball, and they were flying today. So it was a wonderful day for a retired golfer.
That's great.
I'll probably pick it back up next year because I think I'm retiring from softball. So I'll retire from softball and move on to golf.
It's like one of those forced retirements, though.
I just keep retiring from one and going to another. Like I think I'm retiring from softball this year, and I'm playing volleyball. Like,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I can until I roll my ankle a couple times, then I'll be back to softball.
Where do you guys play softball? Are you guys going to Huntington or something like
that? Yeah, I play in Huntington and Price and in Richfield, so I travel quite a bit. I used to play softball all the time. We used to travel all over the place.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, when you're out here, you don't have a lot of options.
Yeah. Travel, all over.
So. Yeah, like I drive, I think, a half hour to 45 minutes to where we play, but that's not terrible compared to...
I
guess Huntington's not too far.
Huntington's not too bad. It's 25 minutes, so...
Well, good. Devin, what is your low light of
slash highlight as well?
So we have a par 3 in which we need to hit across...
Hey, wait, this is my highlight.
This is all our highlights.
All of our...
Yes.
You'll appreciate this story.
Yeah, so the tee box, we get our rangefinder out and we're 201 yards away from the cup, and we have to hit over this gorge,
giant ravine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm hitting one handed
from one plateau to the other.
Yeah, and I'm hitting one handed, so I'm like, oh, this here we go. So I line up and I've been slicing a little bit. For those who don't know what a slice is as soon as you hit it, it goes completely different direction than what you intended on hitting. So I kind of aimed great to try analogy. To great play analogy. For the slice, and then. Right before I swing, I see Kevin in my peripheral kind of shuffle back behind
me. I'm
going to
clarify. I'm standing directly behind Devin.
I still don't believe Devin on this one. I don't.
No, you weren't directly behind. Okay. No.
Yes, because Ozzy was there. No. I was going to say,
the way I'm going to explain it is if anybody understands, you know, like just degrees, we were 180 degrees compared to Devin, which is literally right behind you, like dead behind you.
Anyway, so I go back to swing And I don't know what happened, but I hit Kevin.
I got hit by the ball.
I had to dodge it. Kevin was even standing behind me. I was like, oh.
I saw Devin line up. I'm like, I don't want to be standing here. I'm going to get hit by this ball. So I move behind Ozzy, and then I get hit by the ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, no exaggeration. It was 180. I was like, how'd you do that?
Yeah, I opened up my hips real quick. Anyway, and so
sheer magic. So what does the next shot do?
So we're
Kevin's up next.
So my ball with golf tournaments, you play scramble. So each person hits ball and you play from where the best lie is. So
first off, Kevin picks up your ball and throws it into
the we'll drop here if we need to.
Take off his shin.
Yeah. So Kevin then hits into the canyon. And then Ozzy
just strip chunked. I think I was still laughing at your shot.
Ozzy chunks it, and it's a worse spot than what mine is. So we take mine that is literally 1 yard ahead.
So you know on that, like, you have the lower tee box and the upper tee. We just hit our second shot from the upper tee box.
Yeah, the funny just is, a different angle.
And then the funny thing is, I got on the green on my second shot.
From the same distance, yes. Different club though. I tried to drive our number one.
Yeah, I went with my 3-wood and I got there.
Well, the best part was too. Like, was a few years ago, we came up with a song, a remix of 99 bottles of beer on the wall. It was like 200 yards to the hole. Take a swing. Next thing I know, 199 yards to the hole.
I've been there.
Yeah, so that's exactly there. What it was like today. I was like, well, that was great.
We went on some good streaks. We're like, all right, we got back-to-back birds. I think we have a chance. And then double bogey. I was like, yeah. Well, that didn't end well. Because on the next par five, or the hole right after, is like, into the weeds, into the rocks.
We have lots of those. Lots of weeds. They're just all over the place.
We found them all.
Yeah.
Most of them, at least. Ozzy, what was your low light of this round?
Low light. I lost a lot of balls, which is like, you know, I come here expecting to lose balls, but I lost a lot today.
Yeah, in a scramble, you don't go. The ones that you're like, that was close, you're just like, it's gone.
I just wasn't playing. My low light was having to play
the
classes.
We were looking for them because we had to look for them. Okay,
there were a handful of times we hit out the desert a lot.
Nice. Okay, that makes a little more sense.
So my low light's probably having to play with glasses. That was unfortunate.
Ozzy decided he wanted to get his vision improved, so he's...
I can't wear contacts 5 days before my consultation. Yeah. So I have that Monday, so I was like, well, this will be my first time golfing in glasses. This will be interesting.
Yeah.
We tried to get him goggles, but he didn't want to wear goggles for some reason.
Well, you got
to
get my prescription in there, bro.
No, you just put the goggles over your...
Fair enough.
That would have been a good look.
Get some of those racquetball glasses that you just strap on over the top. I don't know if you've ever played racquetball, but it's bad when you get sweaty and you're wearing racquetball. And you're like, I can't see.
Spotty
I can't
here.
Rub it off. Mm. We have a random question. Do you know if the Food Ranch does racquetball court in it?
They had racquetball. I don't even know if they have racquetball courts still.
It's still set it on the side.
Yeah,
I've never seen that before. That they did that anymore, but yeah.
I don't think they do. I didn't think they did. I thought they got rid of it forever ago, but it was still up on their sign. So we're like,
yeah, you'd think they'd take that down.
That's what I thought. Because especially since it closed down for a while and then reopened.
Hey,
so
competitive racquetball right now is a big thing, right? No,
is it?
I haven't played racquetball since college.
Have you played? I played racquetball in college. Yeah. I took a racquetball class.
There you go.
I don't even know the rules. I know there's like a little hot box square you got to serve from or something like that.
You got a little line to serve from.
Yeah.
I used to play with Devin.
Had to stand in the hot box if you were playing doubles.
I used to play with Devin a lot. We'd play cutthroat and different things like that.
I felt like I always got hit.
Yeah.
I hit a lot of people when we play.
See, you would have been the guy that hit me. I'm kind of a big guy. We get in the way.
Yeah.
And you just hit it.
Well, my favorite, my older brother, he went to play with me one time. Because we were both on the track team at UVU. So I took a racquetball class just because the athletic trainer at UVU was the racquetball teacher. So I was like, well, that's an easy A. So we'll go do that. Because you had to, like, as an athlete, you had to take up to, like, 15 credits. I'm like, what am I going to do for freaking 15 credits? So I took some fun, pointless classes because at UVU at the time, it was 12 to 18 credits cost the same amount. So, okay, take some useless classes. But racquetball was a lot of fun. But my brother, we were just at Gold's Gym one day at the time, and because we had free passes for being on the team, and I just hit so hard and just straightened his arm, and his arm just drops, and his racket drops, and he's like, no, just reasons. And I was like, sweet. How many times have I hit you? I feel like I've hit you a handful of times, man. Too.
I don't remember who it is, but there's that comedian who's talking about racquetball. He's like, racquetball.
Brian Regan.
Is it? Racquetball is the only sport you can be looking at the ball.
And simultaneously hit in the back of the head.
Yep, simultaneously get in the back of the head with the ball.
Did you take a golf class when you were there?
No, I didn't.
You should have.
I should have. Here's the thing, though, Casey. This will surprise you. Probably not. I didn't pick up golf till I was 24 or 25, somewhere in there. So I have not been golfing very long.
It is hard.
I met Ozzy, met you when I was like 22 or 23.
2012? No, not 12.
2013.
See?
Yeah, so it would have been 22 or 23, and I didn't start golfing with him until a couple years later, so...
Maybe it was 2012 because you get to play forever when we started at Prague,
and that's when Kevin and I met.
Yeah. I thought we met the first spring, but I thought it was the next year.
Probably 2013. Yeah.
So Ozzy's the one who got me into golf. I had never golfed before. My family was very cheap. They didn't. My parents golfed and my older siblings golfed, but I am the fourth of five. So by that point, golfing wasn't a thing. My dad still had wood. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're still in our basement, but wood drivers and everything else.
So,
that's when they stopped. And I'm like, they got rid of wood drivers forever ago. So that's impressive. So.
41 years ago, they quit. I'm just picking it up.
Yeah. I've considered taking one to the driving range just to see how quickly I could shatter
it. Hit it on the screws.
Yeah.
Blow that thing up.
What was your low light?
Yeah, what was your low light?
So I get up here at 6:30 this morning to get ready for the tournament, and there's cows on my course again.
Oh, that's where I was going.
We noticed some surprises they left behind.
Damn, that should have been one of my highlights. Yeah. Devin on a par five.
That was a pretty good
Devin on a par five hit a drive, and he's like, "Do you see my ball?" And like, I just see, you know, some cow shit. And I go, "Found it." And like, he literally turned around and looked. And he goes, "Oh, I get it. That was funny." That was good.
Yeah, they it's always a problem, and not a problem. It just happens.
Yeah,
just trying to keep them off the course. We've added gates and different things to keep them off the course, but apparently they don't love golfers. They don't love golf courses because they're heavy and they make tracks everywhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the
that's probably why they're mooing you on number what is that 13?
13.
They kept mooing at Kevin while he was playing. He's like, "I'm going to make it this time. I promise."
Yeah, and there was one that tried to get a piggyback ride from another one. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, that happens too. That happens too. But I'm not a good cowboy. So me trying to get cows off the course is just a bunch of swearing, throwing rocks, and nobody wants to hear me out there.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah,
that's a good strategy for sure. See,
that's my low life.
My low light was getting hit by a golf ball.
Yes.
But there were some other low lights that were pretty funny today. Like, you know, there's a couple times because of how this course is set up. Sometimes when you're in the back of the blues, you can't see a group if they didn't hit the ball very far. So we hit into the group in front of us twice. But luckily, neither of the shots were actually very close. One of them, it was on 10. We all three of us hit. Devin's goes 5 feet into the weeds. Mine goes 5 feet into the weeds. Ozzy's goes really far. We're like, oh, sweet. We have a ball. And we go cruising up there, still sitting there. I drove them like, "Hey, guys, sorry. We couldn't see it from where we were at." And they're like, "Lucky for us, though, we're in the other fairway. So just wanted to come say sorry if we..." And they're like, "We didn't even notice." I'm like,
"We didn't know you hit."
"Yeah, we didn't even know you hit." They're like, "Oh, were you guys hitting?" "Yeah, all three of us already hit. We're just nowhere close to you." We played really bad. We missed a lot of putts, and I wouldn't even say they were close putts. I would say
the best part is after we missed them, we're like, there's no group pushing us. We're pushing the other group. We'd make it on the second one. It's like, man, we should have just paid for a fourth and had someone take a mulligan every time.
I would say that's the other low light. Playing with three with our skill level dramatically decreases our chances of everything.
Yes. Yeah, that fourth guy that you're missing is usually the guy that you're like, "Oh, yeah, he's going to hit one good," and he does.
Well, that's usually Ozzy.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. He's the anchor.
Ozzy is the one who played golf in high school. Goes golfing every Sunday with your family.
And, yeah.
Nice.
And I just swing the golf club like a baseball bat. Works out okay sometimes.
I swung one-handed.
One out of six, yeah. The one-arm bandit out there golfing.
It's been spending too much time at the rodeo, eh? You go to the Nephi Rodeo?
I have been to the Nephi Rodeo, yeah.
Well, I just meant this year.
Oh, not this year. Oh,
because this year they had the usual one-arm bandit.
Oh, the guy. Doesn't he have like a zebra and stuff?
Yeah, he had a zebra and stuff, yeah. Just my mother-in-law's from Nephi, so we end up in Nephi quite often.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of connections to some of these random small towns.
I'll tell you what, they've got a niche over there. They got that, they call it the Hive. They've got all the basketball courts and they've got the big field house and they run stuff there every single weekend for youth. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Baseball, basketball, throughout the entire year, they've got a really good niche. They spend a ton of time there.
Okay.
So yeah. FYI.
All right. Well, I want to keep talking some golf tournaments here. Casey, what's your favorite golf tournament to host at good old Mill Site here?
For sure, our day-night golf. They're hands down the most popular. There's not very many courses around the state that actually do the night golf anymore just because of people tear up the golf course. You'd think that that'd be like the worst thing in the world to run here because it's just ledges after ledges. Hey. But usually the teams we have are just, they've been here for multiple years and they know where to go and they know to stay away from the ledges. So that's for sure. It's the biggest, most fun event we have.
Oh yeah. I know we've been playing in it for several years now. It's what we look forward to probably the most when we come
down.
Even though you did win us over pretty well with the Heaven and Hell tournament this year.
Oh yeah. That was a trial and error. I think we loved it. And next year it's going to be a little, the hell holes are going to get a little harder because we're going to have the miniature cups instead of the regular size cups. So
double bogey max.
Double bogey max. Absolutely. Yeah. I played in one of those down in Phoenix and the first time I played, I was like, we got to do this again. And it just took 4 or 5 years for me to kind of get everything together and find a spot for it. But I think that'll be an every year event for sure.
And for our listeners with the night golf, how that works is the biggest win of the night golf is playing here in Farron because the course is so far away from
light pollution.
Everything. Yep. Everything. So especially when you play on nights that aren't a full moon, it's even better because it's just pitch black, stars everywhere. You can see the Milky Way galaxy running through and it's a lot of fun in those dark nights. We look forward to those ones at least.
Oh,
The moon definitely helps if you don't have a flashlight, which I've done this many times without a flashlight.
I'm definitely going to start selling flashlights by the dozen because the same way. It's like we have 16, 17 teams and there's 14 that don't have flashlights. So,
but what I don't like is the teams that have the flashlight and then they have a spotlight and they play in the light. It's like that defeats the purpose of the night golf. And we usually get stuck behind those teams. And it's like,
yeah.
Are you a light up your own ball or are you just a swing at the ball?
It depends. I try not to play in too many of my own events. Let's just get this straight. I'm not a pro by any means. I'm just an amateur golfer. I just run the golf course, but I'm a pretty decent golfer. And so every time people see my name up on the top of the leaderboard, I just don't want to push people away because I just don't play that much in my own events now. So, but yeah, it's that day night golf is a blast. And like you said, we use a light. It's usually just one light to kind of see where the club is. But I think we're going to try to play a night golf this year where it's just, you can use a light to get you from hole to hole. But when you're swinging, it is it's just dark.
That's the only time we use the flashlight.
It's so trippy your first few holes because you're like, where's the ground? It's like, that was fat. Yeah. That was thin. Okay, I got it. Now I got it.
I just tell Ozzy, I always swing with my eyes closed anyway, so it doesn't change anything.
Yep.
But yeah, there's a reason we always come with three is you have the open invite to our team, Casey.
Oh, okay, perfect.
You don't even have to put your name up there.
Yeah.
You'll just be the Clark. And they'll be like, they just killed it this time.
They're usually in the bottom bottom floor. Don't worry. Most tournaments we come in like, we did all right. And we walk in, we're like, no, that seems about right.
We come in at like minus three. Like, hey, that was pretty good. It's like, leader got minus 12. Okay. Back to reality. Here we are.
We're just as bad as we
expected. The best is when the cheats are available to purchase the winning team's like minus 24 and you're like, how?
Yeah, the cheats are a good thing. We use them mostly for fundraising.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm sure they make good money.
But I've played in where they do unlimited mulligans. You can buy as many as you want. Yeah. And you get teams that come in like 50. That was a great round. How many mulligans did you have to use to get that 50?
Well, the first cheater one that we went to, they used the licorice ropes from Sam's Club. So we joked. It's like, all right, next time we just need to go to Sam's Club and just buy a box.
Just buy a box.
They won't know.
Nope.
No, but it was, I mean, we've been to some of those where it's like people are walking out like 10 of those ropes and you're like, Well, they're getting a. If they get on the green, they got it.
It's a two, lots of twos.
So I think the cheat ones are fun, but at the same time, it's like most of the time when we go to those, we're just like, all right, it's a Let's wash. See. We're just here to play.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
usually
be at our personal best.
Yeah, usually they have food and things like that at those type of tournaments. So it's like, all right, let's get some food, maybe win a raffle, and we had a good round golfing. Didn't lose too many golf balls, hopefully.
I will say that for our day-night golfs, we usually get some amazing fundraisers, and the raffles are awesome. They have some amazing prizes for just a local.
Oh, 100%.
Our local businesses down here, they're so good to help everybody out. And, yeah, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of dollars and stuff, and to buck a ticket, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Well, yeah. How many prizes did you walk away with, like,
The first time I walked away with, like, three prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite, the best prize Devin has ever won was he won a oil change.
$100 gift card to the, or gift certificate to the automotive place
Jane
down in
Auto,
Oregon,
yeah.
Orangeville. So. Yeah.
Did you end up giving that to my uncle? I don't remember.
Yeah, I gave it to your uncle. I was like, I will never use this. Yeah,
make that happen.
Especially because Kevin drives most of the time.
Yeah. I got the hybrid. We got good gas mileage. Uh-huh.
What's an oil change for an electric vehicle?
I don't know. Well, I did learn. I will tell you guys a funny story. So I'm working on selling my car, or my wife's car, right? We got that little Mazda sitting there.
Still?
Yeah. It would help if you listed it to get it sold.
Okay.
But my effort of selling it's really poor. And my neighbor walked up and he's like, hey, there's a girl that works for me that needs a car. And are you selling that car? I said, absolutely. If they want it, they can come drive it, whatever they want. I'm like, you can even test drive it tonight if you want to tell them it's a good purchase or not. I don't care. And so we go to drive it. And obviously it's dead because I don't think we've fired it up in at least 4 months. So it's like, yeah, that makes sense that it's dead. So I'm like, oh, I'll just pull my car over to jump it. So I pull my hybrid up next to it, open up the hood. I'm like,
where's your battery?
I don't know where the battery is. I don't know. I have no idea. And I was like, I know there's a battery in my trunk. But I didn't realize that's the battery for the car is in the. I thought it had two. So sure enough, I just backed that one back out and pulled out the Telluride and jumped in with the Telluride because I'm like, I don't want to rip apart my trunk to get access to the battery that's sitting in the trunk.
Like your Volkswagen, does yours actually have an actual battery?
Yeah.
So like first time I tried to jump somebody with my car, my battery is underneath my driver's seat and they don't allow. They don't know, and you can't access it yourself. So if you need your battery change, you take it to the dealership where you like rip out your whole seat. There's literally just like a little post sticking out the side of like my front fender. Yep. And like, okay, that's your positive or that's your negative. And really? I was like, okay, where does the positive go? There's just like a little flip spot. That's your positive. I'm like, that's not a battery. What am I?
Well, at least it gives you a way to jump. Yeah, because I looked at mine when I don't know how to jump my own car with my car.
I was like, there should be something in the front that has like just two posts that stick out. That's how my F-150 is too. Yeah. My wife's car. Yeah, there should just be two posts.
Yeah, it freaked me out. I was like, awkward. What's going on here?
Where's the battery on that car?
So hers is behind. It's like an outlook, set on outlook, and it's like we have the captain's chairs in the back, and it's underneath of this. The passenger side captain chair.
Okay.
And it was the same way. Like, I'm looking everywhere and we ended up taking a deal. I was like, you got to fix the battery. get it out. Cause I'm tearing the whole front part. I'm like, there's no battery in here. What the heck?
Yeah.
Took it to the dealership. They're like, it's behind the seat. I'm like, what? When did we start putting stuff?
Yeah. Right.
I was like, it should be right there. I got an 03 Tacoma. And it's like the first thing you see right there.
That's like in most cars. I mean, the Telluride, it's like it's a 2023 or whatever Telluride. It's right there. It's right there. It's real easy to access, and it's easy, but wow. The Camry threw me for a loop, and I wasn't willing to. It was easier to back it out and pull the other car out than look on the
YouTube.
Then, you know, look on the internet for a simple answer. That's not something I'm willing to do. All right. I want you, though. There was one other question, because I forgot. You've told us many times about what a horse race golf, but I don't remember what it is. Explain to me again what a horse race golf tournament is, because I want to get motivated to come and do this with you one time or whatever we need to do. So tell me how that works.
So the horse race honestly could be very short and it could be long. So they call them horse races, derbies, whatever you want to call it. So all of the players start on the first hole, they tee off, and they play their own ball, and they go all the way to the hole. So each hole, the highest scores get knocked out. So it's you play nine holes. So there's, there's 20 guys and you're playing, and on the first hole you drop four guys.
Okay.
And then so if there's ties, you do chip offs to see who's going to be the ones going out, and then you go to the next hole, and it just goes until there's a couple guys left, and then it's usually just a cash game. But they really are fun. We do them after I go up to the Vernal Classic. They do a derby up there. They do them over to Carbon a couple times, but they're fun, just fun cash games. You can throw $20 in a piece and go play them. But no, yeah, that's how the horse race works.
So I need to accept it like how I play skins with these guys.
Just going to donate the rest to them.
Here's $18. I'm not winning any of this back.
But I will tell you, next year we're going to do, we're still trying to figure out the layout, but we're going to call it cross country golf.
Okay.
And our course has, it's not like a regular course where it's just back-to-back fairways where you can play from this tee box and go to that green. It's going to be like you're going to tee off from one white tee box, you're going to go to number 9 green. And then you're going to go from number 10 okay. tee yes. box, and you're going to go over to 11. Number 8 or oh, over to... Okay. So it's going to be... It's not going to be your normal... It's going to be fairly short because...
Sign us up.
There's some awesome... Like, number 2 tee boxes down to number 7.
I was hoping for right there, or back up.
and then you may have to like go to 7 tee box and go to like that little temporary green we had and just kind of work our way around. So we're still working on getting the actual layout, but it should be really fun and unique.
Well, even if you just did on the front, you're pretty well set too, even if you didn't move to the back.
Yeah.
Because the back could get a little trickier here with those.
Get really long.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what a fun shot is if you come here to the practice green and you hit a driver to 14 tee box or 14 fairway, mm-hmm. it's actually, you think it's just not doable, but it's a kind of a cool, that's a hard fairway to hit anyway because everything slopes to the left. Yeah. And when you're hitting it from over here, you're just hitting right into that face and it's a pretty cool hole.
Yeah. I was going to say our driving range is off of 17, I think, is where we hit most of our golf balls into the...
There's a lot of golf balls out
there. Oh, yeah. 100%.
And here between here and 14, there's a lot. That's where everybody goes over to the practice green, hits balls, hits cars. Yeah.
It's one of those things is like most people might not know this because, you know, not a lot of people are coming up Millside to golf. This is your big ad coming from us. We don't have a ton of listeners, so
that's okay.
We're always happy.
And most
happy
of them are out of the state.
Right, if you're out of state,
I'll tell you what, the country. If somebody on the podcast listens to this and wants to come play golf, dude, I will hook you up. I will give you, if not free, I'll give you really, really cheap golf. So you just mention the podcast, we'll get you down here to play some awesome golf.
There you go. There's your hookup with Casey right there. So, we're close-ish to time. Devin, I want to know what's your favorite type of tournament, though. What's your favorite thing to do?
Day night for sure.
Day night.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And you know I think the best thing with the night golf again is that we're in the middle of nowhere, so there's no light pollution. You can see things for days. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're sensitive. We hate when people have lights on and when they're playing.
Yeah.
We do like the people. I think it's funny when people deck out their carts. That's also pretty fun.
That one's fun.
There was that one group that played many times with us. They fully decked it out. And I'm like, all you need is some sweet music and you're sitting ready to go.
I still think it's funny that my dad and my brother have the lights on their shoelaces still.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. My old man still has the lights on his shoelaces from when he's played.
Yeah.
Oz, favorite type of tournament?
I really liked the Heaven Hell.
Yeah.
That one was...
I wasn't here.
That one was pretty fun.
Missed out.
Devin thought he was too cool.
I was in Seattle. Yeah.
Was fun.
I didn't mind it. Well, that's our biggest advantage because we generally can't get a fourth. So having a three-man heaven and hell works pretty well for us.
That's great. Just right down your alley. Then you don't have to even look for the fourth. You're not at a disadvantage because you don't have the fourth.
Well, and the Utah game today didn't help us much either. Yeah, we were hoping for a late kick and 1 o'clock is not a late kick.
So. Season ticket holder. He's a season ticket holder. We're just like, yeah, we're not going. We can come down here and enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Heaven and hell.
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah, we're always happy to come down, as long as it fit. I mean, we've missed a couple tournaments this year. I think we missed one day and night, or one night golf tournament.
Yeah,
we've missed a couple, but when we can.
You guys are pretty steady. I appreciate it.
I don't know if we've ever said we're showing up and then we don't.
Yeah.
That's always
happened.
That's a good thing there. And the best part is for heaven and hell, I'm pretty sure we still double bogeyed some heaven holes when we
played. Oh, yeah. what is that number? See, 14
on those 10-inch holes.
Yeah, it was like I think it was hole 14 where that par four was playing like 120. It's like bogey.
Wow, we're not very good at this game, are we? Yeah. Again, sure have fun. And what's your favorite tournament to participate in?
Honestly, I'm a I'm just an amateur guy. I love playing. I love the competition when it comes to just playing your own ball, going out and competing against other good golfers. That's just my, that's my go-to. So it, that's the best tournament for me. For me, I like with my family and stuff, the Heaven and Hell one, that was probably my favorite. I thought that was a great layout, and I can't wait for the smaller cups. So I, if it's just me playing, if I'm going out and wanting to compete, I love going and playing in the state amateur and the four ball and stuff as far as really competitive stuff. But if I'm just going to go out and have fun, it's probably the four, a scramble, and that Heaven and Hell one is fun.
So I think you should do Heaven and Hell, but call it Outer Darkness and just play at night.
There you go. That would be
night golf, Heaven and Hell.
Outer, that, that's great. You've just, we will do an Outer Darkness Heaven and Hell tournament.
Yeah.
We will do the big cup on some and the small. I think that's an awesome idea.
Because you're like, all right, I can't really read this green, but here we go.
Do we have the big cup or the little cup?
Looks
little, big, little, big. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that from?
How to Lose Guy in 10 Days.
The Too Big. Oh, yeah. Little, big, little, big. Who knows?
Just talk about his penis. Chick flicks, Kev. Chick flicks.
Chick flicks, all right. It's yeah. Way over my head. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, what it
all
is.
Right, all right, all right.
And for me personally, I just, you're a single guy. I'm all about scrambles. I have to have teammates. I am, as I've said many times here, I am a terrible golfer, but occasionally I have a really good drive, or occasionally there'll be a good iron shot. Occasionally a good
you'll make
putt.
A putt, yeah.
But I need three other people to pick up the slack for the 95% of the time I am a useless teammate.
And that's where Devin and I failed you today. You did your 5%. The other 95% is like, well, it wasn't there today.
I would say that scrambles are hands down the most popular format in golf right now. It's just,
oh, yeah.
It's fun to be able to go out with your buddies. And like you said, you might have four shitty golfers, but one of them is going to make a shot and exactly. give you a chance to make a par and a birdie.
Three in our case.
That fourth guy, he would have been amazing today, I promise.
He would have carried the team.
Yeah. Lots and lots and lots of birdies.
He would have been slam dunking from 100 yards out. That's what he would have been doing.
Oh, off man. Those great tee shots. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Phenomenal.
We got 112 yards for a bogey.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We were happy. What hole did we get our first gur on? Was it like our fourth hole that we played that we finally got on the green in regulation?
Yeah, I think it was 14, right? Because
no, we're next to two. It was 12 because you hit a great shot.
Oh, that's true.
12 was our...
Oh, yeah, and we had two on because mine was on end.
Yeah.
Was on.
Yeah.
That was the first one in regulation. So four holes.
We actually didn't get on the reg in that on hole two, and that's usually a birdie hole, and we weren't on in two, yeah.
We were on in two.
Yeah, not impressively.
Oh, we'll tell you a funny story about it. We tee off two. Devin hits his into the weeds.
No, I hit it into the tree this time. Thank you.
Same thing.
I don't remember where mine went.
There's a distinct line between the tree and the...
You went into the gorge.
Oh, that's right. And Ozzie hits his, and we're like, okay, it should be up there. And that was the second time we hit into the group in front of us. And so we get up there. Luckily, again, it hit the cart path pretty far behind us. So hitting into him's... probably over exaggeration what we do. And they're like, it should be right there. And so we're like wandering all over, like, we cannot find this.
They're like, it should be right
there. Like, it should
carts.
Be right there. And then literally it's in between our cars. Oh, well.
Oh, right there.
Found it.
We're a bunch of idiots. That's for sure. Also, the dam is really great to play off.
I was about to say, another highlight, hitting off the dam and getting halfway into the fairway. Yeah.
Yes, that it used to be 50-50. I actually think there's more balls that stay in it now, but you'll hit one in and it'll bounce 30 yards to the right, and then it'll bounce 20 yards back, and it just ping-pongs all the way down. And yeah, sometimes you get a good bounce out in the middle of the fairway. And
and sometimes at night miss. Golf, you got to hike all the way up that door.
I think the last time I just shanked one straight left, and I think I had to hike halfway up that sucker. I could just sit up there going, I'm like, I am not leaving that $7 golf ball halfway up that hill.
And the worst of it, those rocks aren't exactly stable, because I've had to climb up there to get my glow ball, and I'm like, I'm going to fall down. This is going to hurt, but let's get up there and get that golf
the
ball.
The worst is that pond when you're playing night golf, and you're like, oh.
Don't hit it. No, I see it right there.
Which was kind of the fun with the earlier rounds this year, because Millsite, you had the reservoir that was super high. Mm-hmm. So on hole one, where I normally end up, it's completely underwater. So yep. I was like, you guys, I'm going to have to switch clubs because I'm usually out there.
And then the par five, what is that? Five?
Six.
Six. Yeah, six, we usually use the riverbed to our advantage. Uh-huh. Not this year.
No. I watched my ball just sit in the water, Mike. Do I get it? No.
It's rushing pretty hard.
You
guys have played it a couple times with that waterfall going. Honestly, when that's going, it makes this golf course completely different. It's so cool when that water's going over the spillway. Yeah.
That would be my big throw out. If anyone wants to come play Millside, definitely come in the early to mid spring.
Late spring.
Yeah, like Memorial Day to the 1st of July. Yeah. That's usually when it flows, and it definitely is awesome.
What was it? It was a few years ago. Devin, was it me and you that were playing, or was Oz here when this guy came up? He's like, man, I saw this place online. I was really excited to come play. Have you guys played here before? Like, we play here all the time. And he's like, where's the waterfall? I'm like, oh, there's no waterfall anymore. You're going to have to wait, because it was a few years ago.
We had no water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the construction and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. We've had some fun adventures on this course, that's for sure. Well, we're wrapping up. Any final thoughts, Devin? Anything from you?
Excited. Lot more tournaments next year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If any of our listeners are interested,
we always
need a fourth. And, you know, Millsite has some great tournaments. Just know in advance, if you're trying to get into one of the day or night golfs, sign up early if you're interested. Because you've said you've had wait lists on all of them.
Don't bail. If you get on, I think next year we're going to try to get some payment early. For you guys, I don't worry about it. You guys are going to let me know a couple days early. But last year we had 10, I think our first day night golf, we had 10 people on the waiting list and had three teams not show up.
Like that happened at the second one, too.
That's brutal, because I even called them the day before, hey, you guys are going to make it? And, we'll be there. No phone call, nothing. I could have, most of them are locals, so I could have made a phone call and had them here in 20 minutes. So,
we had
18 teams signed up. We had 10 on the waiting list for our first day night golf. So it fills up really fast, twice as fast as anything else does. So make sure if you do want to come play in the day night golf that you sign up early as soon as you see it put online, because as soon as people see it, it's full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we sign up now.
That's why I appreciated when you sent me the list. Yes. It's like, all right.
Like, all right, we can make this one work, this one work. That's the ones we can do. So,
I think I had about three teams that were like, oh, Utah's playing that day. I can't come.
Yeah.
Utah's playing. Sell our tickets.
we're like, make some money. The best part is my little brother in the middle round reached out to Ozzy. Do you want some tickets? And so I sent him a picture of the three of us at the golf course. Yeah,
perfect.
Our priorities are correct. Now, to be fair, if this was the USC week, it might have been a little tougher to get us there. But
well, it was fine because the USC game would have been at night. Like last year for the USC game, we played in the Monster Mash and all went into the USC game.
Yep.
That you guys are right. I forgot about it. Yeah. But also, to be fair, I probably would have skipped the USC game either way. Because
to be fair,
that was to be fair. Oh, you a Letterkenny fan?
You bet. Yes. Yes. Get it.
I did it four times already this year, and I used to be.
Oh no! I probably broke it shoving it into the bag. But that button's been giving us some issues before, so I'm not too surprised. Maybe I just had to tear that button off or pop that button off. I should probably call Rode and say, you need to give me a better setup.
Come fix this.
Yeah. Come fix this, yeah. All right. Well, with that, any final thoughts from you?
I'm good.
No, it was awesome.
All right. Well, Casey, we appreciate you joining us for our random podcast. And thanks for hosting us here at good old Millsite Golf Course. We greatly appreciate it. And
on the bright side, we might get some Farron listens now.
Might get some Farron listens.
Hey. We'll definitely push it.
Well, we'll be pushing this. We'll see it on. You'll be able to see it. Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. We'll make sure we tag Millsite Golf Course in this podcast and get some people excited about. Again, phenomenal course. It's definitely come a long ways from where it's been in years past. We love that the full 18 holes are open, because I know it was a struggle for a long time to get access to some of those.
Seven years on a year and a half project. It was great. I loved it. Loved having a course that wasn't finished.
The par five is looking great, though. That par five was.
And honestly, the course coming from dirt last year to where we are. We hope to make the same improvements from this year to next year as we did from last year to this year, and the course should be phenomenal. We've got everything kind of in place where the course is going to continually get better. And it'll be amazing next year. Should have a good winter, and it'll be awesome.
Good. Good, good, good. Love to hear it. All right, well, thank you all. Thank you for listening to Well-Rounded Joe's. Reach out to us over Facebook, I guess it's not Twitter anymore, is it?
No, it will always be Twitter.
On the Twitter. Ozzy will respond to anything you put on Twitter and Devin because they actually pay attention to that. But again, thank you and bye.
Bye. Uh-huh.